quê?
Should probably pick up my damn mic. Okay, I am missing the first part of our thing, but it doesn't matter because we do the same thing every time, huh?
Oh, let's see. It is
African American music appreciation. I could be like, let's see. I could come up with a rap, but it's going to sound very like 80s, like like that. And I didn't want to do that. Well, I could say, hey, greeting strangers. You see what I did there? You just want me to do it again. I said I could have said, hey, I should have said, hey, greetings, strangers. It's your co-host, Brett.
Oh, I didn't know what.
I watched your facial expressions.
I was like,
and it was just like, huh, do I know this? I don't know.
I was so confused. I get it now.
Greetings, strangers. I'm Britt.
And I'm Dee.
And first of all, if you can guess that what that was, pause it. DM us. Because I'll say
it's pretty
it.
Well, no, easy y'all now gonna that
cheat. Is y'all going to cheat? That's okay. We don't have a prize anyway.
I don't think they can cheat with that.
Yeah, it's okay. We don't have a prize anyway. No, I was going to say what it was. What was it, D? Tell us what it was.
Meeting in my bedroom.
And
why would you pick that?
Yeah, so, I don't know. First of all, why was I singing like that? I don't know. It was because it was the first song that popped into my head because I was trying to make it make like sense with the flow of my sign on. That's why. That's all that
you could at least. And you was playing the song strange. Of the group.
Oh,
no, the group that we're about to talk about.
That's I only know that one song by them, so that felt like a lot of work. But
oh,
I'm sorry.
You played it though.
No, two songs. I know I had played their stuff on a loop.
Oh,
I'm not saying that I don't know the song. I'm saying that it just would have been difficult for me to do that. But welcome to another episode of
It's a Strange World After All,
the podcast where we discuss true crime cases, the supernatural, urban legends, conspiracy theories, and all of the things that keep the world strange. We're still in June, and if you haven't caught on, today's episode is dedicated to Afro-can Americans music appreciation month.
Oh my God.
Happy Afro-American Music Appreciation Month, D.
Thank you. Same yeah. to you.
Thank you. Especially because you know I like to, you know how I feel about music and how I like to sing.
Yes.
If the listeners haven't caught on.
You are so... I posted it in my stories a while back, but you remember on the Living Color where, what was their name? Was it Cephas and Reese?
The brother yes. and sister? Or,
yes.
Me and Troy said we should dress up like them for Halloween and walk around with like mics. Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
No, he yes, said Stara.
Oh, Stara. Sorry.
Man,
that's funny. Before we get into today's episode, and I promise this is not trivia, you can take as long as you want to take and we can just edit it out, but I found on Instagram, it's called Music Sermon,
And it is basically just like, it's Black owned. It's like Black nostalgia, Black content. But they've been posting stuff for Black Music Month or whatever you want to call it. And one of the things they had, it's been like questions and you can post them in your story. One of the ones, maybe we can do two, but it's literally what you think. So one day 12 was a remix that completely changed the song.
Huh?
A remix that completely changed the song. So it's not a trivia. It's literally just questions. What you think. So like, for example, somebody has All I Need to Get By.
Oh, I'll be there okay. for you. I was like, what?
Jodeci, come talk to me. Ooh, I didn't think about that one.
See, you taking my answer. I can't even think of nothing.
Destiny's Child, No, Part 2.
That would be my answer.
Really?
Yes. Because I actually really like the original. But it's crazy because I heard the remix. I think we all heard the remix first. Because they played the remix on the radio, the original they did.
Yes.
Yeah.
So are you saying that you didn't like the remix? Or you're just saying it's definitely just...
No, I'm saying I like it, but I...
Oh, okay.
I like both, but it did change. I mean, it obviously changed it, but I would pick the remix over
the original. Every time I see you in your
Yeah.
I know. That's what I was saying.
Oh.
The remix, that's what I'm saying. I prefer. Yeah. I personally prefer.
Okay, I thought you were saying you was preferring the original.
Prefer, girl.
Because the original is like a ballad. It's like a slow.
Yeah.
Slow.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not here for I'm here for some ballads, but no. That is a bop. The remix is a bop. I'm going to kind of change this one up. So, Day 11 was a song with an incredible opening verse, any genre, or just an iconic verse. So it's like, once you start, everybody gonna be like,
let me think.
Oh, somebody said Soul to Soul, Back to Life, Belly, acapella version. Cause you hear that.
Ooh, yeah.
Steady. That's a good one.
Okay, say it again.
A song with an incredible opening verse, or like just like an iconic like opening, like how they said Soul to Soul, Back to Life, the Belly acapella version. Because when you hear her do the oohs, you automatically know.
No, I know. I just wanted you to say it again so I could remember what you asked. You didn't have to go into the whole...
Oh no! I was saying I'm surprised. I was saying I'm surprised that you asked because
what I'm thinking of, it's not a verse. It's just music, like how it.
Oh, mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, that's fine. You can
have two.
Okay.
Well, I guess it would be the verse. I guess it would be both. So, Before I Let Go, Frankie Beverly Hayes.
Yep. Yep.
And then. This one, it's not a verse. It's just the music, but don't call me old because this is an old song too. But Never Too Much. Luther Vandross.
Oh,
Randall's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Beow, beow. Yeah. That's true. I got to do this one for the millennials. Cash Money Records taking over for the 99 and the 2000. Girl, your worker was
amazing. Oh my God.
So, but yeah, they just, you know, if y'all want to go follow them, it is Music Sermon on Instagram. Maybe we'll post them in our story. They just been having stuff all month long. And they post Black content. It's looking like positive Black content. It doesn't look like, you know, some of the pages you'd be like, But looks pretty positive.
In today's episode, we discuss High Five, an R&B group that was formed in 1989 in Waco, Texas. The original members are Tony Thompson, Roderick Pooh Clark, Marcus Sanders, Russell Neal, and Toriano Easley.
I like the way You kiss me when we're playing the kissing game. My favorite song, probably everybody's favorite song.
Yeah, this one, and then, oh, I mentioned it because that song is going to come up later. My other.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. A good song on an even better movie.
Oh, and I will say, if you're talking about how, like, decades impact Black music, I truly feel like the 90s is like 90s. Quintessential hip hop yeah. and R&B. I just feel like there was just like this trajectory, and it's like, dang, like yep. a renaissance almost.
Yes, I feel the same way. Yeah, because I think we all still.
To this day.
Yep.
To this day. And like some people, like one of my friends, she loves playing like 2000s music, which I mean, 2000s music, I, you know, just Chris Brown. Well, you know, okay, not Chris Brown, but like, you know, like Mario.
Mario.
Lil Bow Wow, you just don't know. Like, that's yes. cool too, but like the 90s, we was listening to stuff we weren't really even supposed to be listening to.
Oh, Jodeci
and the Hot Boys. Like,
man, iconic.
Iconic. But let's get into this. On September 1st, 1990, before the group reached stardom, Toriano Easley allegedly shot and killed a friend during an altercation. He was 17 at the time and was sentenced to 10 years in prison for first-degree murder. Toriano was replaced by Treston Irby.
So, we starting off. Okay. So, this is one of the groups that are said to be, like, cursed. And yeah, so, but you'll see why, because it gets pretty, when I saw, like, when I first started looking into them, which was like more than a few years ago, but I was shocked when I saw all this stuff. I was like, wait a minute. And then after that, I saw Unsung, and then that's how I learned even more, and I was like, wait a minute. And then I think was it Crime Watch or something? It was an episode on there. I was mm-hmm. like, yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yes, Toriano out of the group. Now we have Treston Irby. Yeah, and this was, like, literally right before they blew up.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So, yeah, 1990. High Five was signed to Jive Records, and in 1990, the group released their self-titled debut album. The album was produced by Teddy Riley.
Legend.
And went platinum. The song, I Like the Way, The Kissing Game, hit number one on Billboard's Hot 100.
I used to cannot wait for that part of the song. Sitting in the backseat. I know that I'm not alone.
Stupid.
I know that I am not alone. That was like the best part of the song.
Man, you are stupid.
Man. It's a good song. It should have been. It should have been right up there. So good for them.
Yes. This song had everybody in a chokehold.
Man. Everybody. I just remember my parents listening to it like over and over again. Even my mom would be like, can you play it again? Yeah, play it again. Granted, I was not alive in 1990. I was not alive yet, but that's how much of a chokehold it had in the Black community for so long.
And it, to me, it still holds up today. Like, people,
oh baby,
that's
yeah.
one of the ones where I can still listen to that all the time.
Yes, you can listen while you're cleaning, you can listen to it in the car, play it at a barbecue,
yep,
play it at a family yep. reunion or a Black wedding, I guarantee. Get the people going. The group's second LP, titled Keep It Going, Keep It Going On. Trying to see if y'all were listening. So Keep It Going On. Was released in 1992, but wasn't as successful. Several songs from this album got major airplay in East Coast urban markets. Shortly after the album was released, the group was involved in a car accident that left Roderick Clark paralyzed from the chest down.
Sad.
Didn't something like this happen to somebody else? Or what happened to DOC? Because wasn't he in a
I was
going
to say,
really
Ted
bad car wreck?
Yeah, I think so.
And was like in a coma or something? Or was he paralyzed? Because
that's Erykah Badu's
baby
daddy.
That's Puma Daddy.
Yeah, I guess.
I think so. The oldest, right? Isn't she the oldest?
Yeah, she's the oldest, I think.
Yeah, I believe that's Puma Daddy. I think she kind of, if you look at her, she looked like both of them.
She looked exactly like Erykah Badu.
She looks like both of them, if you look at her. But she looks like her mom, but she looks like both of them.
Yeah, he was. Okay, he was in a car accident. Wasn't wearing a seatbelt, was thrown out the window, slammed face first into a tree, had to get 21 hours of plastic surgery, couldn't speak for a month. Oh, yeah, because that's why he talks like that. But I don't see anything about him being paralyzed.
Oh, okay. He was just in a major accident.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then the guy from H-Town, he died in a car accident. One of the twins. Were they twins? Yeah, they were twins.
Or brother. They were twins.
They look, I mean,
they do look
brothers,
like a lot alike.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they were twins. I don't know. Somebody. And I should know this because I love them.
H-Town.
Yes.
I'm sorry. And them little H-Town versus like Silk and Jodeci mixtapes. I never picked H-Town. I mean, they're good.
Dang.
I like their music, but I'm sorry. Silk and Jodeci to me is just better. Now, if there was a Silk and Jodeci head-to-head, that might be a little tough for me.
See, because... and then I would pick H-Town over Jodeci.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Only because if you go through my playlist, I have more H-Town. I have way more H-Town.
Oh, my God. I only know,
I probably
like,
have like maybe three Jodeci songs.
Stop. Their full albums from start to finish should be, man. Well,
yeah. So.
Okay. Everybody ain't got good taste. Everybody ain't
Dang.
Got good taste. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I mean, Jodeci is not, well... We're not finna
do this. So, I don't know. There's something about them I just really like. My dad also, like, really listened to them, so.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Something about their sound, I like the mix of, like, hip-hop and R&B. Which H-Town kind of did have it, but I feel like, for me, Jodeci had it more. And Jodeci was, like, thugging, you know, like, thugging a little bit. And then H-Town was, like, Pretty Boys. And I was like, I'm not into that. I want somebody to rough me up a bit.
See? Because I was going to say, I would even take Drew Hill over Jodeci.
Maybe I would have to do a head to head. I'd have to actually sit and think about a head to head between them. But H-Town's still at the bottom of the list. Sorry. For me personally, you know.
Because I think the only ones I would pick over H-Town would be Silk.
It's a no-brainer for me, so.
Yeah. So, okay, back to High Five.
Our show. Yes.
Okay. In 1993, High Five released a third album, Faithful, that featured the songs Unconditional Love and Never Should Have Let You Go. Unconditional Love was featured on the Menace to Society soundtrack, and Never Should Have Let You Go was featured on the Sister Act 2 soundtrack. So Never Should Have Let You Go, I had that on repeat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously not when it came out, but...
when you were old
but
enough
like,
to.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I heard it today, and I'm sure I heard it back then, but I did not remember it. I had to listen to it because I was like, wait, what are these? And yeah. I'm so sorry, but what we're going to stop doing, I think that we had agreed that we were going to stop doing as a community, is judging people from stuff they haven't seen, because every Black person ain't have to see every Black movie, and I have
and
never
they,
watched Menace to
and
Society.
You just judged me.
Not. About what?
For like an H-Town. Over
no,
Jodeci.
I didn't.
Yes,
no,
did.
I didn't. I said, I said but, we're not going to do as black people is judge each other from not having seen something.
Oh, okay.
Black,
okay.
That we consider to be like a black movie or like,
oh,
you ain't black if you haven't seen this. That's what I said. I've not seen Menace to Society. I've seen Don't Drink Your Juice. What is it? Don't be a menace in
South Central while drinking your juice in the hood.
I've seen that. That's how I knew the little scene in the beginning. But every time I see the beginning scene, I'd be like, I'm not about to watch this. I can't get past the first store scene. So,
oh, and Menace to Society.
Yes, girl. In Menace to Society. I'd be like, yeah. This is not for me.
I will say this. I've seen it probably like twice, but I don't really remember it like that. I remember Lorenz Tate, but that's about it. Is that the same? Yeah, that's the same movie.
Yeah, that's the same because he was crazy. He the one, right? That shot up the people.
Yes, yes.
I said, oh, but I don't want to see him like this. I want to see him like Love Jones. Love Jones. Give me Love Jones. Lorenz.
Yeah. But I haven't heard Unconditional Love, though. I may have, like you just said, but I have to hear it to remember it.
After the group disbanded, Tony Thompson found solo success the following year with his debut album, Sexational, in 1995. After leaving... Have you heard that?
No. But I will say, okay, when I was researching this, the album has good reviews.
Oh.
Amongst us. So I don't know.
Amongst us.
Yeah. So apparently, I mean, it was popular. So
wait, okay. You know a song that I'd be like, why do I like this song? And why did people like this song? And why was he like, was he considered like a sex symbol? Fucking that when you get off on your own. And when you get off on your own, girl. When you get off on your own, girl. You can get off on your own, girl.
Is that Al Be Sure?
Yes. I was jamming that the other day and I was like, listen to this though. Like, actually listen to it. And I was like, why was we jamming to this? Why am I jamming to this? And was he crude? He was considered crude, right?
Yeah, but I was looking all about that unibrow. I was like,
oh my God.
No offense to people with unibrows, but
none of
it was extreme. It was like intense.
It was so extreme. And I was like, who signed him? Who hurt was like, yeah, we finna make this work. Like, child.
I mean,
anywho. But okay, Sexational. I'm gonna add that to my listen to it. Listen to it later and report back. After leaving Giant Records, Tony was signed to Bad Boy Records. Bad boys come out to play.
We should do it. It's so much stuff surrounding Bad Boy.
Come on, let's do it.
We could have
did it for this month.
None of their artists are successful.
Mm-hmm. Well, they think it's like...
Or they are successful and then they just completely disappear.
So there's like conspiracy surrounding that.
Yeah. About Diddy.
We could have did it for this month. Maybe we could save it for next season.
Yeah. Because it's a lot that I have to look into.
Okay. So Tony was signed to Bad Boy Records, but was never able to release an album under them due to his issues with drug abuse.
On June 1st, 2007, Tony Thompson's body was found by security officers at around 10 o'clock p.m. near an air conditioning unit outside of an apartment complex in Waco, Texas. An autopsy determined that he died from inhaling a toxic amount of Freon. So Freon is a hydrocarbon that is mainly used in air conditioners and refrigerators, just in case anybody didn't know. Because I knew what it was, but I didn't know what it was. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
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 Allegedly, Tony was trying to use the Freon to get high. Tony was 31 years old at the time of his death, and he is buried at Doris Miller Memorial Park in Waco.
Man.
So, yeah.
So tragic.
That is. like this whole group.
Yeah, it's looking like.
Yeah, that for him to be that desperate, because they were saying his problem was real, like real bad, to where you have to, yeah. Because, like, can you imagine? Well, I don't know. Because then I don't know if it's used like that anymore, though, Freon. Because we had a Freon leak at the where I used to work in our freezer.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to shut us down.
Really?
So it's pretty toxic.
Yeah, I definitely didn't even know people used it to get high. I didn't either
until I heard about this.
Yeah.
Because I've heard of, like, people sniffing, like, you know, like spray paint and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Is that what a whippet is?
Huh?
Whippets?
I don't know.
You've never heard the term whippet?
No.
Well, other than... And this is... Okay. This is separate from what we just talked about, because I was about to say, other than whippet good. You've never... You've... Hold on. I'm pretty sure. And a brother comes along, you must whip it.
I know.
Oh, you shake your head like, girl.
But I'm saying, I've never heard that before. Like,
hold on. I mean, no, you keep talking. Sorry, you can keep talking.
Oh, no, I was just saying, I've never heard of that. I don't even know, like, what that whip is.
It. A whip it is an inhalant drug, refers to nitrous oxide. Being used as rigorous. Whippets is a type of inhalant, which it's common in the home. One of the most popular way to inhale whippets is whippets is via whipped cream dispensers. You can also release the gas into a balloon. The balloon warms the gas up, and then you inhale it from the balloon. Because people were getting frostbite doing it from, I don't know. I've gone on a tangent now, but that's what, yeah. I'm surprised you had never heard of whippets.
Yeah, never.
I just remember it was educational, I think, how I learned about it. Because it was like, yeah, she's been doing whippets. And it was like, what? Like, it was a big thing. Maybe it was like a big thing when I was in high school. Maybe when I was in high school, I don't know, but. Yeah, that's what whippets are.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything about drugs, so.
I was like, don't sit up on this national podcast and lie and say you is drug free.
Drug free is the way to be.
Because even alcohol is considered a drug.
Alcohol is a spirit.
It's considered a drug. We knew you wasn't talking about alcohol, so.
That's a whole nother thing, too. Because I was like, why do they call alcohol spirits? Because it's like, apparently when you're drunk, you're possessed.
What?
But I don't think that's why. I don't think that's why they call it spirit. I don't know.
Huh,
but that was like a big thing, like in the truther community.
I just thought that you were, I just knew you were going to say the propaganda surrounding like drugs is like a conspiracy episode is what I thought you were going to say.
Oh, that too. Says alcohol was once thought to have mystical properties that could turn common metals into gold. This magical essence, which was believed to be the substance's life force, was referred to as having a spirit. That's all I could find for right now. But yeah, like a lot of conspiracy theorists and stuff, they say that. You know, when you're drunk, you're a whole nother person. So it's kind of like you're possessed or something.
Yeah, that's interesting. I thought, okay, interesting. On the night of August 20th, 2009, Tristan Irby, Toriano's replacement, was shot 5 times while doing a club appearance in New Haven, Connecticut. Tristan miraculously survived the shooting. So something else crazy.
I know, because I was like, this group, they really were cursed. Because what is this? On June 28th, 2014, Russell stabbed his wife, Catherine Martinez, to death in their home while their two sons were present. They were locked in a room just feet from their mother's body. Catherine was an aspiring fitness model and boxer. 2 days later, Russell walked into a Harris County police station and told police that his wife was dead and that he needed a lawyer. Catherine died from multiple stab wounds and blunt force trauma. This is the guy I think that was on, I think it was Crime Watch. It's on YouTube, Crime Watch Daily. I think they changed their name though. To True Crime. Yeah, but it was a YouTube channel. It's the guy who used to do To Catch a Predator, Chris Hansen.
You say you think they changed their name to what?
True Crime Daily or something?
Because
it was Crime Watch Daily. That's what it used to be. And then they changed their name. But I'm thinking it's True Crime Daily or something like that. But yeah, he was on there.
Like an episode.
And then, of course, they mentioned it, yeah, on Unsung.
I've never heard of this.
Really? Because, well, I think it's just because I've always... Because I've been watching true crime stuff since I was a kid, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I find out about a lot of this stuff.
You had already known about the stabbing?
Yeah, but that was only because I watched Unsung, and then I came across that YouTube video.
Oh, okay. I didn't know Unsung.
Like when it happened. I didn't know about it.
I used to watch Unsung, but I've never seen this episode.
But yeah, they need to bring, I wonder if that's still a thing. They need to bring that back.
It was coming on what, TV One?
TV One, yeah.
Yeah. Russell was charged with first degree murder, but was released on a $100,000 bond. 2 months later, the bond was revoked, with Russell claiming insanity and saying that his name was Jesus Christ. He was found incompetent to stand trial and was sent for treatment and is now in Rusk State Hospital. He still maintains that he was temporarily insane, although prosecutors believe he knew exactly what he was doing. Russell's younger brother was also charged with murdering his wife in 2008 in Arlington, Texas. What the world? But Russell's younger brother was not a part of High Five.
No. I just put that in there because this one, his younger brother, that happened before he did what he did. But I was like,
oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but I was like, that's just crazy how both of them did the same thing.
Yeah. Did they talk about, like, I guess in anything that you watched, did they talk about any mental, like previous mental illness or?
Nope.
That's weird.
But then it could have been undiagnosed. What if he does have something?
That's true.
Something wrong with him. It could have been undiagnosed. So, but I mean, the way they were making it seem was that he just started acting like that out of the blue, saying that his name was Jesus Christ so that he could plead insanity. And I mean, it worked. So
interesting.
Yeah. On April 17th, 2022, Roderick Poole Clark passed away at the age of 49. His death was announced on the group's Facebook page, but the cause of death was not disclosed. But it was reported by TMZ that Roderick had been in and out of the hospital battling pneumonia and developed an infection. And they're saying that's how he died. But I mean, that's TMZ. His family or the group never came out and actually said what happened. So, but TMZ, for the most part, they're pretty accurate.
Yeah. High Five was featured on TV One's Unsung on August 6th, 2014. The group now consists of Treston Irby, Marcus Sanders, Shannon Gill, Billy Covington, and Farouk Evans. They released the single Favorite Girl in 2012, and they continue to record and perform.
So, do you think... Do you believe in curses? Do you think they were cursed?
Do you believe in curses? Curses in a strange world.
Oh my God.
Yes, I do believe in curses. We've had this conversation before. I don't know if I believe that this is a curse situation. I don't know. Because the others seem to be doing okay.
I think the only one for... coming from the original members, the only one that really didn't go through anything was the guy Marcus. Because the only original members are Tristan. Well, Tristan, well, I guess he would count as an original because he replaced the other guy, but that was like when they first started recording music, so.
Yeah, that's what I'm like, if you think so, there's a curse.
The only two are him, but he, no, because he got shot. So Marcus was the only one that came out with like nothing happened to him out of the original members.
And he never had like a solo career, huh?
I don't think so. Not that I know of.
I don't know. Do you think it's cursed? They're cursed? They were cursed? I don't know.
I kind of do because that is a lot. That is a lot. You got one person who murdered somebody. Other one died of an accidental overdose.
Yeah.
Got the guy who got shot. And then even the one that died of pneumonia, he was the one that was paralyzed.
Oh.
So, and the whole group was in the car when they had the accident. So.
And he was the only one that got paralyzed.
Yeah. Yep. So I'm leaning towards, I think they were cursed, but yeah, because that's just a lot. That's a lot.
How might they have been cursed? Do you think it was like a strange trade-off?
Mm-hmm.
Like how some people believe in order for people to get fame, they make like a deal with the devil or something like that? Or do you think someone did it to them? Like,
no,
what do you think?
I think so. And we could do a whole episode on this too. So there was a show that used to come on called... dang it, I cannot remember the name of the show, but they just did different episodes of people who were thought to be cursed, but it was just, they were just cursed. It was no explanation behind it, no nothing. So like the cast of the original Little Rascals, they were saying that whole cast was cursed.
I've heard that before.
And then there's... certain movies being cursed, like Poltergeist. What's another one? The Exorcist. So there's like different, like where groups of people are cursed basically for no explanation, none of that. Some people are just cursed. Jet Li's cursed. No, not Jet Li. Lord.
Bruce
Is it Jet Li? Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee. Him and his son. Because Bruce Lee, he died. His death was suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
And then how his son died, they were saying he was cursed. Because he died on the set of a movie. Oh, The Raven. The guy from, not The Raven. Lord, I cannot think straight. I'm so tired. The Crow.
Oh, yeah. 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 For real this time. For real this time. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think some people can be cursed. Just for no reason. They just cursed.
I don't know. I feel like there has to be like a reason behind it. Because I get what you're saying, but I still feel like there has to be a reason behind it. Like somewhere along the line, somebody in their family line or I don't know. Somebody is cursed and passed it on. I don't know.
Yeah. Like in holes.
Digging up on holes. Yes. Or even like how we talked about in that one episode, just unintentionally cursing someone. If someone was like jealous, like that, like you never know, like the power that like your intentions and emotions have behind them.
Oh, I can see that.
So yeah, because
the guy that
was hating
the first replacement, he could have been like salty and was like, allegedly, I don't know. But then even that, he would be part of the
curse.
Even
more than salty, but.
Yeah.
No, not. Oh. Oh, you're saying because something happened to him?
Yeah, because he killed somebody and went to jail for it.
But he killed somebody and went to jail for it, though. That's probably just him.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. It could very well be. I just have to have. I'm not like a scientist that's like, show me the proof. I'm not that kind of a person. But I'd be curious as to knowing, like, why? For what?
Yeah. I think, Mysteries and Scandals, I think, was the name of the show. No, that was one of the shows. And then, because I think it was hosted by the same dude. I cannot remember the name of the, because they did, it might have been the same show. Because I remember they had an episode on Frankie Lyman.
Ooh.
They had an episode of, like, the Black Dahlia. But I remember them talking about, like, Bruce Lee and the Little Rascals being cursed. And then there is a show called Cursed Films. And they just, each episode is a different film that's supposed to be cursed. Yeah. I don't know where you can find it because I was watching it on Soap Today, but we all know what happened.
If you know,
I am devastated. But yeah.
Get it together. It had already went off once.
I thought I turned it off, but I guess not. But yeah, I do believe. Well, yeah, because what you say makes sense. A curse does have to come from somewhere. Or you could just be unlucky.
I don't think you could just. I don't think that people are born unlucky. Or, no, let me take that back. Okay. Like, I feel like there's always some sort of circumstance surrounding your unluckiness or your cursedness. Like, it could be just like you have, like, generational trauma. Like, you're carrying the loads of people before you, whether that's their intention or your intention or not, I think.
Yeah. So. I can see that.
I mean, I could see that it could be a curse because statistically speaking, I guess, how much can you do? Can you measure bad luck? I was going to say, how much bad luck could you? But that wasn't like, I tripped.
Yeah.
It was like major life changing stuff. So I don't know.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think they were cursed.
Okay. We'll go with that. You'll go with that.
Because there's a lot of things that can go into it. Like you said, somebody could have put a curse on them.
Mm-hmm.
It could be anything.
They could have cursed themselves. They could have been like, if we get big, what if we, you know, I don't know. All these things happen. I don't know. Who knows?
So with that, I feel like if you are making a deal, like say you're selling your soul for fame or something, I feel like you would get more time to enjoy it before the bad stuff starts happening. Does that make sense?
Who are you making a deal with, though? Because if you're making a deal with the devil, he's a liar. I mean, like, you know
what
I mean?
He's like
a prankster. He's a trickster. He's a liar.
I'm trying not to reference Supernatural. But, like, you know how that, when they make the deal, they get 10 years?
I get what you're saying.
Stuff like that. And that's exactly, if we're going to bring that into it, then we have to bring up Robert Johnson because he got to enjoy his before he died, and he allegedly made a deal with the devil. So I just feel like if you make a deal like that, even if we're going by today, when you know how they say people are at, like, in the Illuminati or they sold their souls or whatever, they're still famous. It's been decades.
Okay.
I'm not going to name
names. So
maybe
that's not what it was.
So I don't know.
Look at my bag. Who you talking about? You see my bag in the back?
What it say? Kind.
Oh, what it's just what was on it. It's a B.
The B. Oh. I'm not going to say no names, but everybody
knows. Twice. Blink twice.
No.
I don't
everybody knows. If you're into all that, you know who supposedly.
Who's been doing what?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, who knows?
I don't know, but that whole story was just unfortunate.
Very unfortunate.
Because I was like, for them to like come out the way they did, like they came out with a number one hit.
Baby, yes.
And then technically, well, no, they didn't have like a hit like that, but I wouldn't consider them like one hit wonders. So for them to come out like that and do what they did, and then for it to end like that, for all that stuff to happen, that's unfortunate.
Very, very unfortunate. Well, that is all, folks.
Please follow us on Instagram at It's a Strange World Podcast, Twitter at Pod Strange World, and on Facebook and TikTok at It's a Strange World After All. Also, if you are listening to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and like the show, please go ahead and give us a 5-star rating. And if you're feeling extra strange, please write a review. Please and thank you.
Yes, we would love to hear from you. What did you think of this week's episode? What do you think about the high five story? Do you think it was a curse? Do you think someone made a deal with some evil spirit? Or do you think it was just a series of unfortunate events? Also, if there's anything else in the world of strange or true crime cases that you would like us to cover, let us know. If you have any personal stories involving true crime or the supernatural, we would love to have you on the show and share them with our listeners. We are doing movie reviews of the horror, thriller, slasher, and true crime genre. So if you have any movies or documentaries and want to hear our uncensored, unsolicited opinions on them, you can email those submissions to itsastrangeworldafterall@gmail.com or DM us at any other social media platforms D mentioned. Even if you just want to say what it do, what it is, what up, shawties, because you know you're from Texas, and you be like, what up, though, bruh? What up, girl? We will be here.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of It's a Strange World After All.
And thank you, as always, for keeping it strange with us. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.